This is Martian Gardens, episode 984, hour number 3. We'll start with electroacoustic music from the Swiss dancer and composer Sophie de la Fontaine. We'll also hear from Alvin Nikolai and from Paul Lansky. From Sylvia de la Fonte, we'll hear Resource Spiral from a release on Empreinte Digitale called A Cora Over. And this was music for Fixed Media. That's electroacoustic music recorded at the composer's studio in Brussels between 2014 and 2016 and premiered at the Electrobelge concert in Brussels in 2016. And we'll then continue with Alvin Nikolai, a dancer, a choreographer, and a puppeteer who was a great inspiration to Sophie de la Fontaine. She studied his techniques and his philosophy, although she was probably only 5 years old when he died, so so it was not a direct student-teacher apprenticeship, but there was Alvin Nikolai Revels Dance 3, and this comes from a CD released when the year that he died, which is 1993, and pieces on the electronic dance music CD have a very digital synthesizer 80s funky kind of sound that people who grew up on 80s music like I did will greatly appreciate. And then we'll end with a very short piece that is short by Paul Lansky's standards, running about 3.5 minutes. Paul Lansky, Looking Back, from his CD Ride, released on Bridge Records in 2000. That will follow Alvin Nikolai, Revels Dance 3, and this piece, electroacoustic music from Sophie de la Fontaine, Resource Barrel. You're listening to Martian Gardens. This is episode 984, hour number 3. The Martian Gardens blog is martiangardens.blog.
Comment Alors d'abord, on va commencer à enlever les rouages, enfin le rouage.
Ça?
Ouais. C'est que le bruit de la montre est en fait sur le balancier spiral. En dessous, il y avait le double plateau. Donc, c'est qu'il y avait une cheville en... Une cheville, quoi. C'est la partie qu'en rumi. En fait, ça vient taper donc dans la fourchette de l'ancre. Donc ça fait en fait un choc qui a fait donner un son. Puis après, les autres chocs, c'est en fait donc les palettes de l'ancre qui vont taper sur la roue d'échappement. Ça, en fait, c'est les pivots. Ils sont à l'intérieur du trou. En même temps, ils touchent contre la pierre. Je sais pas si j'explique bien.
Comme ça,
ouais, mais je te montrerai à la mer.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's a pretty little interlude by Paul Lansky, Looking Back. That's from his CD Ride, released in 2000 on Bridge Records. Computer Music on Tape from Paul Lansky from his studios at Princeton. And we started with Sophie de la Fontaine, Resource Barrel, from the CD A Corps à Vert. Available either on physical or digital copies. From Empreintes Digitales, released in 2019, music for electroacoustic music recorded at the composer's studio in Brussels a few years ago, completed in 2016, and premiered that year at the Electro Belge concert in Brussels. And we heard, following Sophie de la Fontaine, Resource Barrel, Alvin Nicolai, who was a dancer and choreographer and puppeteer and composer, who was a great inspiration to Sophie de la Fontaine. We heard from his posthumous release, The Electronic Dance Music of Alvin Nicolai, released on CRI in 1993, just after he died. Alvin Nicolai's Revels Dance 3 is what we heard. And then Paul Lansky, Looking Back. We'll continue with heavier fare now, starting with the aptly named Julia Wolf composition, Big, Beautiful, Dark, and Scary, from the Bang on a Can All-Stars performing. This is from a double CD, the Bang on a Can's label, Cantaloupe Music, released in 2011. Double CD, Big, Beautiful, Dark, and Scary. And Bang on a Can, in this case, we heard an earlier rendition, an earlier lineup of Bang on a Can in hour two from the early 90s. This one from 2011 is cello by Ashley Bathgate, bass by Robert Black, piano by Vicky Chow, drums and percussion by David Cawson, electric guitar from Mark Stewart, and clarinet by Evan Zaporin. This was recorded at the Dolan Music Recording Studio, New York University, in the summer of 2010. We'll then follow it with Annie Gosfield and Phantom Shakedown from her release on Zadig Records from 2012, Almost Truths and Open Deceptions. And this is piano samples with piano and samples and electronics, all composed and performed by Annie Gosfield in 2010. Then from Thomas Newman and Rick Cox, we'll hear Goldmine Nectarine. Rick Cox is one of the main composers in the Cold Blue Music stable. 35 Whirlpools Below Sound is the title of the CD he collaborated on with Thomas Newman, who is a Hollywood composer with a list of credits as long as your arm. If you look him up on IMDb, Thomas Newman and Rick Cox. A piece called Goldmine Nectarine. This is from 35 Whirlpools Below Sound from Cold Blue Music. Music here for piano, phase metals, sound effects, and processing. Recorded at the Pacific Palisades in California. And that will be the end of the set. We'll start with this piece performed by the Bang on a Can All-Stars from Julia Wolf. This is called Big, Beautiful, Dark, and Scary. You're listening to Martian Gardens. This is episode 984, hour number 3. And we just heard Thomas Newman and Rick Cox, kind of a sweet denouement to a dark preceding 19 minutes. A bang on a can all-stars. We started with Big, Beautiful, Dark, and Scary, aptly titled by Julia Wolf. And that was from a double CD of the same name from Cantaloupe Music, released in 2011. Annie Gosfield, the next, who matched the frantic and ominous nature of Big, Beautiful, Dark, and Scary, but not quite for volume. That was called Phantom Shakedown, Annie Gosfield, from her release on Zadik Records, Almost Truths and Open Deceptions. And again, we ended with Thomas Newman and Rick Cox, slowing things down, sweetening things up with Goldmine Nectarine, and that was from 35 Whirlpools Below Sound, released on Cold Blue Music in 2014. We'll wind down the episode and the hour, episode 984, hour number 3. We'll wind this down with two selections. First from Lee Noyes and J.C. Combs. We'll hear Time Worn, and that comes from their release from 2011 called Confessions of a Deviant Machine on Convy Editions. And that was that's percussion, prepared piano, electronics and processing by Lee Noyes, and electronics and piano and processing from J.C. Combs, recorded in both Dundon, Arizona and Seattle, Washington between 2000 and 2009 and 2011. And the final piece will be Instabsentuvil, which is a Portuguese word. I'm having a lot of trouble understanding it, a lot of trouble pronouncing it. Just means irreplaceable. Irreplaceable Part 2 from Jorge Antunes and his CD In Defense of the Machine, released on Pogus Productions in 2011. This is music for cello and electronic sound with the cello by Guerra Vincente. Music recorded in Brasilia, September 27th, 2007. First, this is Lee Noyes and J.C. Combs, Time Worn. And the Martian Gardens blog is martiangardens.blog. Once again, that's martiangardens.blog. This is episode 984, hour number 3.
Thank you.